Hey kids, what's up? Worst Friends Podcast. I'm Tim, as you know if you listen, and this is the first podcast I'm doing without my buddy Colin. It's kind of weird. I'm recording this little intro to begin just to give you the rundown. Turns out Colin is sick, couldn't record. He actually contracted a pretty bad case of malaria. You know, what can I say? The guy lives an exotic lifestyle. I don't know how he caught it. You know, I'm not a doctor, so don't look to me to give you any advice. I can't solve your problems. So what do I got going on? Started playing guitar again. A little bit of an adventure there. This is my third stint to try and save rock and roll. We'll see how it goes, see if I see it through this time. Already hit some snares. Picked up my guitars from my parents' house. Brought them home, wanted to play the acoustic a little bit. Horribly out of tune, and I can't tune a guitar by ear. I don't have the talent. I don't have the knack. But got it home the first day and turned on my tuner. Battery was dead, and I didn't have the wall adapter, so that was cute. Didn't have a 9-volt battery laying around, so there was one day had to delay the rebirth of rock. Day two, I bought a new battery, came home and threw it in the tuner, tuned up the guitar, had the strings all ready to go, and then started trying to play, and the strings had a really nasty, metallic twang to them. No big deal, I thought. I had a new set of strings, just would throw them in there, everything would be fine, but it was getting late, so, of course, had to put that off a day, so day two, there you go. No playing yet, no practicing, no improvement. So day three rolled around, got home from work, and I figured I would change the strings. And then it was time to bring the metal. Changed the strings fairly quickly, got them in there, tuned them up. Same thing, play up a few frets, and they got that twangy sound, just all vibrating, no tone. It's pretty pissed. Turns out it looks like I have a neck issue with the guitar, so I'm going to have to get that taken care of. That was about 4 days ago, and haven't gotten it fixed yet. So, hooray for procrastination. Like I said, with Colin out, I had to find something, so I called up my good friend Juicy J, Jason. He lives out in California. And I've known this guy for, I don't know, close to 20 years now. And he's seriously one of the funniest people I know. And it's not like he's trying to be funny. Just one of those people naturally funny. Everything they say cracks you up. They're always a good time. And he is working on something. He's in film school right now. And he and my other good buddy Ryan are planning a big thing next year where they're going to walk across America, raise money for cancer. And I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a documentary they're filming after film school. And I can tell you right now, it's going to be awesome. These guys are both hilarious and both creative and talented, so got to check it out. Keep up with their progress. You can do that by going on Facebook and finding their page. It's called Ryan and Jason Hate Cancer. So go there, like that, stay up to date on them. They're going to have some footage from another little walk they did. Should be up there pretty soon. Not sure where they're at, but we talk about all this. It all gets hashed out on the podcast when I talk with Jason. Something else you're going to notice when I talk with Jason is there's a little bit more swearing than you're usually used to with me and Colin. You know us, we're clean-cut, friendly, you know, positive guys. We don't like to drop a lot of F-bombs, but, you know, Jason starts doing it a little bit, and it's kind of contagious. I kind of catch on and join the fun. So just beware, a little disclaimer that this one's going to be a little bit more raw than you might be used to. Yep, and also towards the end, you're going to hear us maybe poke fun at Colin a little bit. Maybe Jason uses a derogatory term about Irish people. You're going to have to listen to find out. But yeah. You know us, we're doing it out of love. It's all love. We love Colin. We wish him well. We hope he recovers from his bout of malaria. It's pretty rough. It's not looking too good. So just, you know, thoughts and prayers his way. Let's hope he recovers. Colin doesn't really have malaria. All right, guys, enjoy the talk with Jason. All right, well, the next voice you're going to hear is not going to be Colin like usual. It's going to be one of my celebrity friends. His name is Juicy J. Well, actually, his name's Jason. Jay, what's it like being a celebrity, dude?
It's rough. It's a different kind of lifestyle. Definitely, you know, you got a lot of people, fans coming up to you, wanting your autograph and take pictures with you. You know, you got to kiss babies and
always had
that beautiful golden white smile on.
Well, I'm gonna let you know the actual reason I consider you a celebrity. It's because you've lived in more places than anyone else I know. I'm just going to run down some really quick. These were the ones I thought of off the top of my head. You just say, you know, let me know if it's true or that you've lived there. Roscommon, Michigan.
Yeah, that's true. First grade.
Skidway Lake, Michigan.
Yeah, born and raised.
Prescott, Michigan.
Yes.
Some like weird place between Skidway and Prescott. We'll just say Mills Township.
Yeah.
You're right. You had I would say partial residence at a house also in Mills Township on Rifle River Trail.
Yeah, that's true.
Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, you've got Whittemore if you want to stay local. I used to live in Whittemore too.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, remember that house down that hill? Like, and I'd always like say, "Oh, that's a house I used to live in." And everybody's like, "Yeah, we know, Jason. You say it every time we drive by it." Jesus Christ.
Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Oh yeah.
Owosso, Michigan.
That's true.
Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Yeah.
Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Yes.
And you had a pretty good run in Michigan, but it looks like you got a pretty good run going so far right now at Cali, too, because I got Rancho Santa Margarita, California.
Yes.
Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
Torrance.
Oh, yeah. Forgot all that place.
L.A.
Oh, yeah. Downtown.
And then I think that I came to, is it Playa del Rey? Is that where it is now?
Playa del Rey, yeah. Nope, and I'm back in technically L.A. again now, so.
Okay.
Moved again. Celebrity status, I'm telling you, it makes you bounce around from place to place.
There was a couple other ones I had question marks, but I'm not sure if you ever lived there. Mount Clemens, Michigan, did you ever post up there at all?
I did do a brief stint with Senior, John Beatty Senior, up there when I was working with him and his cement pouring company. Just for the summer.
Was there ever any time spent in Lansing, Michigan? Did you ever post up there?
I'm gonna say I was posted up maybe for a few days at a time, but nothing too serious.
Okay. What about OKC? Did you ever have a, you know, multiple week stint there?
No, OKC. I kind of stayed out of that, the breadbasket or whatever they call that, and all those Bible thumpers that creep me out.
Yeah, those Great Plains states, those red states, man.
And, all right. I mean, the people there are great. Love them to death, but can't trust them.
Right. You trust anybody?
No.
Not even your own mother?
She's the least trustworthy of all.
Another questionable one. Just so you know, a campground?
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I did do a 24-day stint down in Tribuco Canyon, down in the canyon. That was 24 days, changed my life, especially that 24th night.
What about your Uncle Scott's truck lot?
Oh, I never really stayed too much of the truck lot. I might have passed out there in the car a couple times, but mainly when I was living in a car, I was just sleeping on the side of the streets and stuff.
Well, I know that you did use the bathroom there quite a bit. I seem to remember a certain time when you were leaned up against the truck and taking a shit on the lawn.
Yeah, that was mostly out of spite too. I mean, I had to shit really bad, and I just hated that guy, and I hated the parking lot people. So I was just kind of dropping a shit to say fuck you.
But well, all right, that's about all I just wanted to say. That's why I consider you a celebrity. The other stuff that Jason does is not so much all that other stuff, but that you took a shit at that truck lot outside is why I consider you a celebrity.
Most celebrities do shit outside.
I think everything else is just leading up to that. But
I agree with you.
But Jay is a film school student. What are you in your last year now?
Yeah, I have 6 classes left. I'm currently serving out a suspension for getting into a fight with the accounting lady and calling her a stupid fucking bitch. And then I beat the shit out of a trash can. So I'm serving a 1/4 suspension right now, so I'm on hiatus. Not allowed on school grounds.
1/4? How long is that?
That's only like 11 weeks.
Probably the best 11 weeks of your life, though, aren't they, right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great time. Really gives me time to reflect on the situation at hand and situation ahead of hand.
Yeah. That's what...
Is that possible?
I wanted to... I don't know, dude. I kind of was just trying to wait for you to stop talking so I could say something.
Yeah.
But,
all right, pick it up.
Jay and our buddy Ryan are going to be doing a Walk Across America next year. Right?
That's correct.
Yep. So, it's... what is it for? Why are you guys doing this? Let's just throw that out there.
Well, originally we decided like we needed to do something after we get done with film school so we don't have to go work in some studio as lab rats. So we decided, hey, why don't we make a documentary about something? And then got the idea to walk across the country because it sounds like a great challenge and it'd be an ultimate adventure for us. So said, let's just freaking do it. We'll see how long it takes, shoot a documentary. And then we decided, well, if we're going to do this, we might as well do it for something. So yeah. We decided we want to do it for cancer. And
like, if you're doing something like that without a cause, people are just like, okay, so these guys want to, make a film project. So they just walked across the country aimlessly with no reason. So it's like you should have some sort of cause while you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely what we thought, and we want it to be, have a bigger meaning than just us going, making a video, and,
right.
I mean, if we can help raise awareness for cancer and stuff, I mean, that's a huge thing, so, we would love to do it. So it's basically just started spiraling out of that.
So, where's going to be, the starting point in, the overall
Well,
realm?
we're gonna start January 1st of next year. We're going to start at Santa Monica Pier. And okay. Then we'll walk, it's 3,600 miles total to Boston Harbor. And we want to get there by July 4th. That's our goal. We gave ourselves some leeway in between and time to stop and have different events and charitable things, going on during the walk. But we're going to start in Santa Monica. We're going to Vegas, then to Grand Canyon. And we're going to walk through the Grand Canyon National Park. And we're going to Denver, Colorado, then to St. Louis, Missouri, to Chicago, to Ann Arbor. And then from Ann Arbor, since that's our home state and everything, we kind of want everyone from Michigan, all our friends and family, we're going to do a walk from Ann Arbor to Detroit. It's 27 miles, and we're hoping we can meet up on maybe the University of Michigan campus where they're on maybe the cancer section is or something, drum up some stuff there, and we'll do a 27-mile walk over that weekend. It'll be a Saturday and Sunday, and that way people can raise money for their charities locally too. So it'll be something kind of cool. We're still working out the details on that, but we're hoping being our home state.
I was wondering if there's going to be these different events where you do fundraisers and stuff too. That's what I was wondering, because I've had to cover stuff for the newspaper where this group that rides snowmobiles thousands of miles around. All throughout Michigan, and then they raise money along the way, stop and get checks and stuff like that for Special Olympics.
Oh wow!
And that's why I was wondering if you're gonna kind of have those stops. And I remember there's these girls from West Branch that rode their horses down to Texas for I can't remember what they were raising money for, but that was the same thing they were doing, these stops along the way. So Yeah, so it sounds basically like you guys the same got a pretty, thing good, pretty good idea and like agenda and everything. That's cool.
Yeah, and we're still going. We want to go from Detroit. We want to cut up through Canada and then go through Niagara Falls, then through Albany, then right out to Boston. It's kind of a straight shot up through there. That way we're not coming from Detroit and then jogging back down like up through Pittsburgh or anything.
Right.
So having the whole like international thing and the Niagara Falls, adding that to the trip was a really huge thing.
They gonna let you in another country?
I mean, it's Canada. I mean, we've been there before, so I mean, last time we were there.
Are you worried about American customs?
No, that shouldn't be a problem. I got a few guys on the inside, you know, having celeb status now and all.
Yeah, that's good. So, like, what's the thing you're worried most about? Are you worried about weather? Like, is that going to be like the thing that could really throw you off?
Actually, physically doing it, I'm not worried about it at all. I mean, sure, it's going to be tough, but I mean, that's not hard. Actually putting it together, organizing it, that's what I'm worried about, because as of, you know, this is the hardest part.
Yeah, like you.
This is a huge thing.
Worry that you like stop at St. Louis and you have like this big thing planned and there's no one there and I guess we're just gonna like, keep on walking here.
Yeah, or just I mean that nobody plans the thing to do in St. Louis. You know, there's still a lot of planning to do, and I mean, just to get the permit to shoot in the Grand Canyon National Park, you have to pay $100 application just to apply again to get a permit. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. We're working on a Kickstarter page right now. We did that stadium walk from Angel Stadium to Dodger Stadium, and we almost got the edit done for it. And we're going to put it up on Kickstarter, and people can go on there and donate money, and that'll help us get our nonprofit organization started, which is walktocurecancer.org.
Okay.
So that'll be the website, walk2curecancer.org. And then we also have a Facebook page, Ryan and Jason Hate Cancer.
Okay, so. I was gonna have you put that stuff on more towards the end. But we'll remind everyone, I don't have a whole lot more. So like you said, you're not worried about the physical part. Aren't you gonna have to like deal with like mountains and shit like that too though?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially going through the Rockies, it's going to be right during the spring thaw, so that's going to be a huge deal. Going to run into a lot of rain, a lot of mud stuff. We are going to have like a production vehicle that'll meet us at our final destination every day and resupply us along the way, so that's going to kind of be like a lifeline too. So, you know, if we were out there on our own, sure, maybe I would be a little more nervous about the actual walk, but I mean, I've read stories about people doing it, and I mean, this one kid did it all by himself. It took him 230 days, and I mean, you just kind of pace yourself out. If you can walk 15 miles a day, do that. If you can walk 30 a day, do it. You know, do whatever feels good, and you just keep going. You just got to know you got to get up and keep on keeping on.
That would be like the mountain part would be crazy for me, because, dude, I've been going, like, some days I've been going to the gym, like, at 6 in the morning before work, and if I want to do, like, just some cardio that won't put it like I can't run, you know, at 6 in the morning. I just can't do it. Can't bring myself to do it. But
should be illegal.
I've been walking on the treadmill with it inclined up. And man, that's freaking tough doing that. So like the mountains, you know, especially when it's like a treadmill's got footing. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like walking up a mountain and stuff.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're going to go right over top of the mountain peaks. We'll be on the side of the road and stuff, and there'll be like we're going to have
elevation.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know we'll be walking up the elevation. I mean, in days like that, we'll probably only walk, you know, 10, 12, 15 miles a day. So, I mean, just everything will kind of work itself out. The hardest thing too is going to be trying to schedule us to get into Boston on the 4th of July. I mean, that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people there. You know, ultimately, we'd want to walk into the harbor as the fireworks are going off and stuff. It would be amazing, but the chances of that happen are slim. It's probably not going to happen, but always something to shoot for.
You're like stumbling onto their prey and just start walking. Like, all these people came out to see us. Look at that. Yeah. We're huge
amazing.
In Boston.
Fireworks and everything. But so
we
really
they
are going
to... fireworks for us.
Everything. But we're definitely going to try to drum it up. One of my friends back from Michigan, his name's Tim, he edits a newspaper and shit, so hopefully he can pull some strings for us if he knows what's good for him.
Oh yeah, I think I talked to that guy, and he said he never really liked you guys. He was just hoping to get someone on his podcast other than Colin.
Oh, yeah. That's how it seemed when I talked to him, too. It just seemed like a real jerk. Like, he was trying to use me for my sexy voice and my celeb status. But no big deal.
So what else has been going on,
what else
do
I got? I don't know, man. Just
oh man,
really working. We got those jobs at the theater, and that's been great. We meet a lot of celebrities there. We saw Dennis from It's Always Sunny, old Glenn. He was in there. Kai Pfeiffer, he comes and hangs out all the time. Just saw him like 2 days ago. He knows me by my first name. I mean, that's how you know I really am becoming a celebrity.
He's like, oh, dude, I know you used to live in Roscommon.
Yeah. No, he, when I saw him this last time, I was, he got a drink and he didn't like it because the dude put like lime juice in it or something instead of like a side, like a actual lime wedge. And, so I got him a new drink and stuff, you know, and throughout the course of me waiting on him and taking care of him, I shook his hand 3 times and all 3 times were different. But then like the last time was like the, common black guy, white guy, awkward handshake. And I was just like, sorry, dude. And we both started laughing. I was like, I'll catch you later. So it was kind of like, I just went in for like the California slap and bump, and like Makai grabbed my hand, and like he just had my fingertips, and he was like, wiggled them a little bit. And I was like, all right, dude. I was like, I'll
like
catch
the
you
weasel
later.
From Encino Man. You guys kind of had one of those.
Exactly. Yeah, we tickled him a little bit. So yeah, other than that, I mean, it's going great.
Yeah. Am I, your old car that you used to have in Cali gave me a little bit of a headache last week. I'll tell you that much, man.
Which one was that?
The HHR, the one you used to have out there.
Oh. Oh, yeah, my old car?
Yeah. Dude, I was,
You used to...
We got a shit ton of snow last week on, like, Thursday and Friday. And I had to work at, like, take pictures at a wrestling meet or something. And coming back, man, my car was just all over the road. And it didn't help probably that the front tires were bald as shit. I was trying to go home. You know, like, when you're going from Prescott to, like, Standish, how Grove Road kind of has, like, some hills and stuff on it?
Just, yeah, like, I know little ones.
Dude, I was going up them, and my car would not make it up. It was, like, cause just the front right tire was spinning. It was, like, pulling off to the side and stuff, so I was, like, sideways in the road, like, on the middle of a hill. Dude, I was so pissed, man. So I ended up driving back down and, like, doubling back the other way by the canoe liveries in Sterling, going up that last hill on that curve. Couldn't make it up that one either. Just ended up freaking...
stuck.
Oh yeah, I couldn't go anywhere, dude. My tires were so bald, and my car's just, it's horrible in winter every year. I ended up going back down that road and just pulling off. I'm like, I don't know what to do, man. I called AAA, and the lady's like, yeah, sir, I don't think we can help you because your car's not disabled. I was like, well, what am I supposed to do, man? I can't go up these hills. I'm like, I'm trying, but I'm like, it won't work, you know? I'm like, and she's like, well, let me check. I'll see if there's something that we can do to help you. And when she said that, she like stepped away from the phone, and I'm just like, man, when this lady gets back, if she says there's nothing they can do, I'm just going to rip into her. It's like, you know, you don't ever really, on the phone, you can say whatever you want to these people, but they don't really care. But I was just like, I'm just going to, you know, so most of the time you don't, because it's not going to make any difference. I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to let her have it. And she's like, yeah, sir, I'm very sorry. And I'm just like, okay, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm like, it's snowing and it's 20 degrees out. I guess I can walk 5 miles home and, you know, just take my chances. She just sat there and I just kept going off. I'm like, seriously, I can't go anywhere. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm like, I've had this freaking AAA gold card for 10 years. I'm like, a lot of fucking good that's doing. Dude, I was just going off, man. So I ended up, at first I was going to call a tow truck, but then I called my dad. I'm like, yeah, if you can pull me with your truck, I guess whatever, you know, if you can help me because I can't do anything. So
John come to the rescue?
Well, him and Snooks came out.
But, shit, Snooks was out?
Before that, my Uncle Raj came out. I probably shouldn't use everyone's names, but my uncle came out, and he gets out there first because he lives closer, and he gets out of his truck, and he's like, you want me to try driving it? And I'm like, I don't think it's going to work. I'm like, it's just I can't even get speed built up because the tires are so bad, and I'm like, and then my dad and Snooks get out there, and they're like, well, I guess we better, you know, try hooking up some chains to it or something and pulling it up. But he's like, it's going to be pretty tough, too, you know, to do that in this weather. And then I'm like, well, Uncle Raj thinks maybe he can do it. So, you know, what's it going to hurt to try? At least we have, you know, a truck here so we can pull it off if it gets stuck or something. And I get in there with him. I'm like, all right. Well, you got a little weight on this side. I'm like, if you think you can do it, just go for it. And he kind of goes down like the first hill. And I don't know how he's doing it because my tires were spinning the whole time. But I can already feel him like, all right, he's got a little bit of speed. But when I was going up that hill, it's on a curve. So my car was going off to the right, and I thought for sure I was going to smash the guardrail. And he gets up speed, and he gets up the hill. And before as he's like turning on the curve, the tire slams down onto the shoulder. Like off the road, and it must be raised up more than I thought because it was a pretty decent little drop, you know, 4 inches or so. And I thought for sure he's going to smash that guardrail when it dropped down. And he just goes, well, that's all right. And he just like he must have it to the mat. And I don't know how he's doing it because when I was doing it, it was just spinning. But he's doing something and it's just slowly working its way up. And you can hear it like hitting the gravel on the shoulder. And he's just powered up. He's like, that gravel's giving me a little grip, I think. We might be able to make it. And it was just like, as we're getting to the top, it curves again, and it's like barely moving, and we just get over it and slowly start like flattening out. I was like, no way, man.
That is so ridiculous.
It was asinine, but he did.
Well, probably because you had extra weight in there, too. Your Uncle Roger, probably, or whatever his name is, fucking probably weighs like 500 pounds or something.
No.
I'm just kidding. I never met the guy.
But I don't know, dude. It was.
I'm just saying.
It was mostly.
He probably
him.
Didn't do anything special.
Oh, no, dude. I could.
Slam on the gas.
No, he was getting. I could. Like I said, I had the gas slammed and I was just spinning. He knew some trick that he was doing, man. And, well, when I got back, my buddy I live with over here, he was telling me when my cousin got his. Backing out of a driveway before and backed into a tree and went into the ditch, like, just because he just missed the driveway as he was backing out. And they couldn't get it out. My uncle went there and hooked up a chain to it in his truck and had about 25 feet of slack in the chain and just floored it. So when the chain, tightened out, it pulled the car up. It just yanked the truck that was in the ditch out and, like, 5 feet off the air, just slamming and bouncing and shit.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
So
works the best.
I mean, I guess he's just a stunt driver, but
hey, sometimes uncles just, you know, they got it going on. They know what to do.
Still there? We lost Juice. All right, yeah, we didn't really lose him.
Did you hear me? I said I've been working on some raps.
Oh, have you? What do you got going on?
Okay. Well, I got one rap that I've been writing for our roommate, Doug. We call him Douglas Bubble Trousers, just like one of his nicknames. But we're writing a rap about a porn star named Douglas Bubble Trousers. And he's basically on Lord of the Rings themed porno, like Lord of the G-Strings. But
yeah,
something we just want kind of for like the set design look. But it basically just goes, talks about how he's just a badass porn star with a huge dick and fucks girls all the time. It's pretty sweet. I don't want to release any lyrics right now because they're highly classified. But it does refer to King Bowser's dick in the rap.
I've been, I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot I have a couple raps I've been working on too. Me and my buddy KT are working on one called Do the Ashtray, like a club dance song from based on the ashtray, the dance he does in Don't Be a Menace when they're at the party. He's like waving his hands up in the air. And then another one too, me and my buddy Dietz have been talking about is a club song, like a really big old Dirty South crunk Little John type song called "It's Too Hot Up in the Club," but it's really like complaining, like, "It's too hot up in the club, it's too hot up in the club," like, and just like raps like, "DJ, turn it up, not the beat, man, the AC." Just shit like that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So yeah, that's I don't know, dude. I'm kind of getting sick of talking to you. I'm kind of wishing Colin was back.
I know, we're just kind of like rambling on and shit, you know.
I know, I wish Colin was here right now. He'd know what to do.
I know, I was thinking the same thing. He'd know what to say. It'd be something smooth too, and he'd just like whip it off, and
it'd be something
everyone would laugh.
It'd be something in his notes that he's been staring at that he's just waiting for a moment when things die down. He's just like, bring it out.
What a dick, dude. I'm sure he just got all this like little lines he thinks is all weak that he's going to say.
Oh, no, just wait till next time when I record one and it's me and him, and he's going to be ripping on us, saying this was horrible and stuff, and pointing out every little thing.
Well, it was pretty bad. Well, I mean, I had a couple of good spots, but, I mean, maybe you can just edit most of this shit out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That way, don't let Colin listen to all the footage. That's the whole thing. Tell him, fucking Mick, so nosy. Tell him to pay more attention to his wife.
One thing that he does usually do is he usually sings a song at the end of the podcast. Like, he's usually got a song, right, and then I just kind of do a little sign-off. So is there something you want to sing? I know that you know a lot of Disney songs, and that was something Colin said, is that we want to be a family podcast and be the first one sponsored by Disney. Because you got to think they got a lot of money to throw around. So is there maybe a little tune you want to share?
I could maybe do a little bit of the Little Mermaid, but if I get some of the lyrics wrong, I don't want any haters out there because it's been a while since I've watched it.
All right, do it up.
So just cut me off. Like, give me like 10, 15 seconds, then you just go ahead and get your sign off, okay?
I'm going to talk while you're singing.
Perfect. Here we
but
go.
I'll let you sing for a while. All right, hit it.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a girl? A girl who has everything.
All right, everybody.
Look at this boat.
That wraps up our show. Follow us on Twitter. At Worst Friends Pod. Look for us on Facebook and, you know, get going on the Ugly Face Friday. And you guys take her sleazy.